as the offensive coordinator and Michael Clark Duncan as the defensive coordinator.
Oh, wow.
I went Michael Clark Duncan on you
sure
there, didn't
did.
I?
Yeah, that's,
yes, exactly.
That's too soon.
It could be. It could be. It could go Bubba Gump. We could go Bubba Gump.
Okay.
And then that way you got Fredo Pitrino and Bubba Gump.
Okay.
So, but you want to change the conversation when, you know, you've got a fan base that's highly agitated. You've got a goofy, beyond goofy. It's just an embarrassment every time he steps before the microphone.
I have never in my life seen an unsuccessful football program get the attention that this one's gotten on ESPN for all the wrong reasons. Sports Nation opened up the day. Yeah, but theirs is a serious, deep-rooted issue. Ours is a goofball deal.
Yep, you're
Where they're opening up every show that ESPN had threw out there Wednesday with the smile, smile. They all, and they were actually going, can we go back to the John L. Smith video? I'd rather watch it. It's like the guy, and what you said the other day, he ought to be wearing an outfit or something. I think he ought to wear a Napoleon Bonaparte outfit on the sideline.
I go Captain Crunch.
Just stupid.
Crunch.
Just stupid so they can justify totally getting rid of this clown. And when I know people that have had financial problems. I've had financial problems. But when I looked at those numbers yesterday, I don't know how that happened. You've only got $300 in the bank and $200 in your pocket, and that's all you've got, and you make $850,000 a year?
Yeah, it did seem. Well, the problem is that John L. Smith has become the focus of Razorback football outside the boundaries of the state, and that's bad for the program. So that being the case, to throw out an astronomical sum like $5 million to pay a coach or that you're looking to do that, I think at least from a media standpoint, and that's what we're talking about now, that's a really smart thing to do because it changes the focus of the conversation away from the clown and onto a very serious issue, which is, man, these guys are, wow. Well, you know, so now you start to talk about the attractiveness of the job if indeed that $5 million figure is legitimate.
Hey, think about this real quick. You know, that Mack Brown and Saban are both in that $5-plus million range.
Right.
That means you are paying your head coach to coach – college football, about $420,000 a month.
Look at the dividends they have reaped at Alabama.
I'm just saying, that's amazing. College athletics has gotten to the point where you can pay a coach $420,000 a month. Every month, $420,000.
Can you guess the kind of money? What kind of money is made then on one Saturday with the ticket sales and then the concessions? What is that?
Well, the athletic budget for U of A is
I'll tell you where the money comes in. It's TV rights. Yeah. It's radio rights.
I know that. But so that's insignificant then, the money there, as far as the stadium, for the
university. I mean, Roger's right. Look, it is a revenue generating aspect of the university, and men's basketball and football pay for all the other sports, and then they pay. In this case, if you've noticed, there's a couple of buildings that are going up on campus that were paid for in part by athletic department revenue. And so you've got, I think our baseball team breaks even, and men's basketball and football pay for all the other sports, and thank you, Title IX.
Yeah.
And then then they shave some off the top to build some buildings. But it goes beyond that, too, in the sense that the single most identifiable aspect of a university is a Saturday when you see them playing football on television. And so kids see pretty girls, they see a sunny day, they see a lot of people having a ton of fun in Tuscaloosa or Auburn or Gainesville or all those places. And you do reap benefits from that. It is the definable aspect of the University of Arkansas when you see all those people with the students dressed up and the fun and all that.
It's an important part of the social fabric of a university. I've heard many.
Wait a minute here. First of all, you used the phrase "Roger's right" a while ago. Second of all,
you
were not familiar with the name SynQ.
SynQ, you're right.
I'm beginning to wonder if you're not in cahoots with Roger to bring this radio show to a new low right before he leaves to go to the point to work with Ashley down there.
Oh, my gosh, that was right.
I'll put it in your face. That's the word on the street that I'm hearing. I'm seeing graffiti written on bathroom walls. Roger's going to work at the point.
Oh, my gosh, Tommy is saying that the buzz has to Title IX the point.
Oh.
Okay, so no, just
you guys are all smart guys.
Thank you.
Shut up. All right, you got $6 million. Let's just say you got $6 million and it got the approval. Go get it. Go get him. Who's the guy?
Well,
Does it buy anybody?
What it does is, you talk about all the other aspects of the Razorback program, and that is they play in the SEC West, toughest division in all of college football, toughest conference in all of college football, most attractive for big-time coaches who want to go coach against the best. Then you've got facilities that are there that are indeed spectacular, that have to be inside the top five or six. You've got aspects of the Razorback job that are all aspects of a traditional destination coaching job. In other words, one of the six or seven that are the best that people take and they never leave. We are not that program. I'm not saying that. But if you throw in a huge paycheck associated with it, what it does is it culls all the pretenders out, and you've got the six or seven guys on your list that you, the Gary Pattersons et al., and you say, now, you're automatically in the running.
Is Gary Patterson worth $6 million?
He's not coming.
He's not coming.
I'll tell you whose stock fell significantly last night.
Chris Peterson?
Yeah.
Could be.
I hate that field. You know what? Back in the day, my dad would add me up to fixing those buttons.
Yeah, I want to go look for the antenna, just the antenna.
Hey, Bill, what has changed in the college football landscape in the last 15 years is that you used to be, when we had this kind of scenario, there were 10 coaches that were ready to make the move up. Now everybody's making so much money.
Yep.
It's like, you know, I really don't have to go and lose my job in 3 years at Arkansas. I'm making a couple million here at a mid-level school.
Yep,
you just don't see the move anymore because guys are making so much money, they don't feel they have to. You know, there's some movement, but not a lot.
I think that's a great point. I mean,
so you throw out Patterson's name. Give me two or three more. And I'm serious because I've thought about this long and hard.
I
always come back to the stupidest idea of all, John Gruden. He's not going to do it. He's not going to take it. He's got the cushiest gig in football. He's the most liked. Women love him. Men love him. Look at the ratings. They love Gruden. He ain't giving that up. So my guy's shot. He's gone.
He has pro jobs. At the end of every season, pro jobs for him. He's not going to come here. There is a real definable characteristic in who I think a good coach, whether they're offense, defense, whatever, they have to understand that in spite of all the good things I've said, there are still some limitations with the Arkansas job. You aren't going to out-compete Texas, Oklahoma, Alabama, or LSU for the five-tier recruits in your area. So you've got to be able to go get 3 and 4 stars and coach them up.
Right.
So that when it is their sophomore, junior, senior year, that they play at a level with the 5 stars who have, and that's what Saban is so good at doing, by the way, taking a 5-star and making them better. But it's got to be that kind of person. And see, that's why I look at a guy like the guy at Michigan State, D'Antoni, who has a better record at Michigan State than Saban had, who comes from that environment where Ohio State and Michigan are always going to be the more glamorous programs. They are coaching destinations. Who wouldn't want to go there? All the fan base. He's used to being in that, the stepchild of the beautiful older brother and sister, but he wins consistently there. They have become a consistent top 20 program under him, and that's why I just think he's the kind of guy that can flourish at an Arkansas.
Let me ask you this. And I know 50% of the people would say yes, and they're probably wrong in their thinking. If he came back to the state and held a press conference and said, "I'm sorry, I want to come back. I have sinned. I was a terrible person. I had people skill problems. I had a lot of things that, and I was so humbled by the events that occurred and brought back down to earth that I am now I'm a new man. I ask for your forgiveness. I ask for your help. I want to be your head coach at Arkansas. My name's Bobby Petrino." Would anybody buy that?
You can't. Look, you know.
I'd buy it. I'm a Christian.
He wasn't fired because, you know, he was an a-hole. He was fired because he put someone on his payroll as a state employee.
I understand engaged. That, Bill.
You can't do it. I mean, the legal liability is astronomical. You can't.
I understand that. I question the legal liabilities after they fired and bring him back. I don't know how that works. But
you couldn't. That's my point.
As a man who's had to ask for forgiveness, I look out there and I see Tiger Woods, people have accepted his apology and he's back. John Daly, all these people, when you come back and you admit,
Bill Clinton.
It's hard to stand up and say, Man, I wasn't almost wrong. I was totally wrong.
Look, that's not the point. He will be a head football coach again, whether it's Kentucky, Tennessee, wherever. I mean, he will be a head football coach at the collegiate level
yeah.
again.
Oh,
if not, you know, probably next year.
I would not be surprised.
So he will be back, and he will be a winner. It's just it can't be.
So, Bill, is that it because of what's been done? He can't. I mean, forget everything else. He can't come back to that state job.
No. Yes, you can't fire him for that. And then, as a state employee, ultimately, and that's unfortunately where we are. I mean, and yeah. any attorney here will tell you, you put it on the payroll, it changes the landscape dramatically okay. as an employee, right. especially a state employee
okay.
at the university.
I defer to you because you're smarter than I am.
No, I don't
but,
know about that.
But,
you knew
but
things
secondly,
too.
Secondly. I fully believe that there are at least 50% of the people in Arkansas who come back who would say
would.
If he comes back on his crawling on his knees, his hat in his hand, and he really believes that he's a winner. Yeah, we'll take him. And that may be right, that may be wrong, but and it ain't going to happen.
I was prepared to sacrifice virgins to the man. I mean, let's do whatever it takes. Please, the great Kong, and keep him. You know,
when was the last time you ever ran into a virgin?
Bledsoe, he should have. You know what? He should do what the mayor of Pine Bluffs does. You know what? We're just not gonna have the elections.
Hey guys, I will be there Saturday. We're going to beat Rutgers. Mark my
yes,
words.
I agree.
We're
okay.
going to beat Rutgers. We're going to beat Rutgers, and then we're going to go to College Station. And we're going to win.
Oh, my word.
Texas
A&M. You imagine that?
Boom.
So it's on to Chicago.
Boom.
Let's win
boom.
Now.
Get ready for it. We're going to beat Rutgers. We're going to go down to College Station. They're a bunch of pretenders. They're a bunch of phonies. They're being exposed.
We're going to Alabama and Arkansas. Yeah!
Hey, come see us sometime, Bill.
Yeah, we're going to do it, though. This Saturday
okay.
on to College Station. And that's when
find a virgin.
You know we've become a powerhouse when we say on to College Station.
On to College Station and let's win there.
All right. Take care, buddy.